Into all of that, the Cape Talk fitness correspondent, Liesel van der Vest, is in. She does the early breakfast show on KFM, and for the next 8 days is going to be following the pack, and she's going to be updating us each and every single day about progress. Liesel, I mean, have you written the Cape Epic? You are a fitness fanatic in your own right, but have you ever been mad enough to take part in this tour?
I was mad enough to enter, and 6 weeks before, I fell on the route that we are seeing the prologue start off on Sunday, and I broke my wrist, so I had to pull out. And I've never had the guts again to enter, but now that I've been looking at all the routes and the videos online at the Cape Epic website, capeepic.com, I'm really starting to get tempted and maybe be dipping my toe in the next 2 years.
Well, we'll take that as a commitment. In 2 years' time, you will be participating. You said it here, and so therefore you'll be held to it. Just give me a helicopter view, please, quite quickly, of the route that the cyclists will follow, because this is an enormous logistical exercise that has to be carried out with a huge amount of military precision through some of the wildest country in the Western Cape. Some of it's incredibly inaccessible and quite rural.
Absolutely, Bruce. There's going to be rugged mountain tracks. There's going to be single track, sandy farm roads. We're going to see the best of what the Western Cape has to offer, as not every day is the same. Not every route every year is the same. And Sunday we'll see where the team starts off in the prologue, and that is just through UCP, 20 kilometers. I know all the riders are going to be watching the weather quite carefully the next couple of days to see what the rain's going to do, because that's quite a quick route, and if it gets too wet and too slippery, that means the trails could be washed away. And then stage one is in series on Monday, 98 kilometers, 1,800 meters of vertical ascent. And from series, it goes to Saronsburg through to Slunghoek to Wellington. And weather-wise, I can tell you, it's looking like really good weather. A lot of the riders are watching what the wind's going to be doing. And I think by stage five, we'll have a little bit of some strong winds there. But highs of 28 expected in Wellington on Friday, 22, 23 in Saronsburg and Ceres as well. So it really looks like it's going to be a good condition. And it's a different time of the year that we normally, from when we normally experience the APSA Cape Epic.
I've seen the Cape Epic guys on route in the past in blistering 40 degree temperatures. They're not going to have to contend with that this year, at least. And I think the rain hopefully will be done by the time the Epic kicks off. Does Epic cycle off on Sunday? The clouds are squeezing out their rain over our heads as we speak. There is rain bucketing down over UCT at the moment. And hopefully, I think, you know, it looks to be a dryish day tomorrow. A little bit of a few scattered showers coming through on Sunday, but nothing too serious on that particular front. You're going to be broadcasting each and every single day during the Epic, and we're going to hear a lot from you, Liesel.
Absolutely. And we're going to be looking at not just our leaders of the pack, we're going to see what some of the back riders are doing, who's cycling for which charities, because that's also what the APSA Cape Epic is all about. You'll see, and I know you were talking to Andrew earlier, just what the riders are doing, who they're riding for, and the stories behind the reasons why they're riding and why they're putting themselves through 8 days of 619 kilometers, over 15,000 meters of vertical ascent, and why they're actually doing this race. So I'll be there for the next 8 days.
And it's a hell of a race, isn't it? I mean, this is hard. This is, you go, well, it's 6 days, it's 619 kilometers, 1,500 meters of vertical ascent. You say it like it's, we're going to the beach to have a picnic, but it's not. It's the furthest thing from.
It absolutely is. And it's not just these next couple of days that these mountain bikers, and I'm talking not only about the elite, I'm talking about the weekend warriors that have been training up for this for the last 9 months, 12 months, and having given up family time, having given up weekend time to spend time on the bike. So it is a challenge. It is going to be a challenging technical couple of days. And it's about a team. So you and your partner have to stick together throughout the whole event. And that can also be quite challenging because you're riding difficult terrain. There could be fights. There could be some technical challenges. But you have to stick to your partner and make sure that you reach your water points, the checkpoints, and the endpoints quite close to each other.
Thank you to Liesel van der Vest. She is going to be tailing the whole of the Cape Epic, our Cape Talk fitness correspondent, and she's going to be keeping tabs on the stories and the front lines, and of course, the back stories too. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. Of course it is, here on The Money Show.